You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. Our phone number is 564-1290 or 866-564-1290. Go to RadioRealEstate.com, RadioRealEstate.com to listen to past programs and find real estate information. Call me after the program at 452-2428, 452-CHAT. Welcome back if you've just tuned in. You're 30 minutes late. We start the program at 6 minutes past the hour, but thank you for joining me. For this third segment, we have Neil Ablett, owner of Ablett's Dry Cleaner and developer of the most unique house in Santa Barbara. Good morning, Neil. Thanks for joining me.
Good morning, Mark.
So we're basically right on cue. This is the virtually the third month anniversary day of you starting your project and pouring the caissons to support the structure, right?
Right, Dan Upton contractor says, first job he's ever been on when the first day of construction they poured concrete, that was the caissons. And next week, on the 24th, is the end of our third month of construction.
And you're at what stage right now?
They're putting the forming up for the fourth floor, and coincidentally, on the 24th, the last day of the third month, we will be pouring the fourth floor, the final floor, the four walls, two stairways, and the ceiling.
God, it's just hard to believe.
It's hard to believe. I'm looking right at it. It's hard to believe my eyes.
17 feet by 17 feet, an outside dimension?
Inside. Outside is 19 by 19 on a 20 by 20 foot lot. 6-inch setback on the outside, and the walls are 1 foot, so 17 by 17 on the inside.
Okay, good. Thanks for clarifying that. So the one thing that you mentioned once, I don't know if it was on the air or during a conversation between you and me, but that your architect at one time suggested an elevator and then putting a bathroom in the elevator so that you could basically
have a bathroom on each floor.
You have a bathroom on each floor. You could just call for the bathroom. Now, was he serious?
Well, let's just say that the elevator went down the tubes, no pun intended. There will be no elevator. The only one that made any sense at all didn't meet code in California. But, you know, four levels with stairs will keep you young and in shape. And Weight Watcher people tell me we'll lose about 10 pounds.
What is the only elevator that could have fit in there that's not up to code for California?
It was a 36-inch diameter plastic tube that reminds me of the old those little things they had at the White House clothing store in state. Oh no, things they have at Santa Barbara Bank and Trust when you drive through the air tubes.
Yep. And 3 feet in diameter, so I guess two people.
Well, no, it'd be one person, but it looked like a body snatcher type design. You know, you get in that tube and it was all transparent. It was kind of neat looking, but odd. But I don't miss an elevator.
But you would have gone for it?
You know, I don't know. Fortunately, it never became serious enough that I had to make a decision.
Now, if it was a plastic tube and you had a bathroom in there, that wouldn't give you much privacy.
That's true. I don't think that one would have gone through the system.
That one would have been suffice. Right. Well, if you had a larger one, if they allowed you to go outside. But you'd be outside your property line, like if you had a deck that went outside the wall.
That was a real consideration, but given politics at the time, there wasn't I think it was a 5x5 foot footprint is what you needed for an elevator, which is more than 25% of our total space. So that didn't get serious consideration either.
Right, I could understand that. So,
but given the views that you get as you go up here, you know, under your own power, you really, at least so far, I haven't missed an elevator at all. It's a kick going up and down and looking at everything.
Now, for people who kind of don't have a clue as to what the hell we're talking about, Neil Ablett owned this parcel, 19 by 19, or is it
20 by 20.
20 by 10. Okay, 20 by 20, and then we have the 6-inch setback and the foot walls. Okay. So it's basically the size of a two-car garage, 20 by 20, and it's down an alleyway off of Haley behind State Streets, State and Haley. And he's building. Now, walk me through. You drive in the bottom, you have a single-car garage.
A single-car garage on the bottom, and over that, you have a sleeping room. over that, which has a nice view. I was surprised already on the first floor up there. We're at a good
now.
View.
Your laundry is down in the garage.
Yeah, in the garage will be a washer, dryer, bicycles, wine rack, and things like that. It'll be finished garage. I have a nice tile. I might put a little electric car in there. I'm not sure what we're going to do.
And you walk upstairs to the bedroom.
Right, to the bedroom, which has a full bath and all windows that open face State Street. We have a view over the rooftops there. And then you go up. The next one is a 10-foot ceiling, is the kitchen. And the kitchen has got a great, great view. And then you go up above the kitchen, and you're in the living area. And that's the floor that we're going to pour next Tuesday.
Okay.
And then above that, the difference on the fourth floor is it's got two stairwells, one going up. Well, they both go up and down, of course, but they go up to two different towers. But we call one up and one down, and I'm sure we'll allow you to go either way. But then you get the spectacular view from the rooftop patio, and we'll even be able to watch the parade because we can see the intersection of State and Haley.
So you mentioned a full bath on the second floor. That's your master bedroom.
Right, and a half bath on the kitchen floor.
Okay, that's what I was wondering.
Yeah.
Half
bath. Yeah, I have too far to go.
Now, why not the half bath on the living room floor so that if you're in the on the rooftop, you'd only have to go down one floor to get to a half bath, and if you're in the kitchen, you can go up or down? You felt that you were just going to do a lot of living in the kitchen and...
You know, I didn't really have any call in that, but my daughter's been asking the same question. Actually, there's quite a few discussions about the baths, but they were all designed by Jeff Shelton, the architect.
Yeah, well, maybe he has a large bladder and he doesn't care.
Yeah, but it's not that, you know, two floors. Hey, we live on a sailboat, so for us, it's luxury and twice as many bathrooms as we're used to.
Don't get me wrong. I mean, I'm not knocking it. I was just trying to think aloud with you and just find out what the rationale was. But
the big question has been, why isn't the sleeping on the top floor? And I can answer that one a lot better than the bath.
Okay.
The top floor, well, the view is spectacular. So when you're in a sleeping room, generally you're asleep most of the time, and you're in there generally at night. While it's a nice view at night, the view from the top during the day is spectacular. So you want to get your view from your living room, which is on the top. Of course, the kitchen on the third floor has a beautiful view as well.
Right.
And then rooftop patio. You'll have to run down two stories to get to the bathroom, but we'll address that issue once we get there.
Maybe we get back to that tube thing again. Maybe you can incorporate
I don't think you better go any further than that, Mark.
So, Neil Ablett, you've really broke ground on such a unique idea and property. I don't know if there's anything that could come close to competing with what you're doing. I like the floor plan. I'm looking at it. I wrote it down this time. Maybe I'll remember every time I talk to you, I ask you. So now I have it written down, and it makes sense to me what you did.
Well, come on down. I'll take you through a tour. I think it'll all come together.
Well, you know what? I'm going to have to call you. I know you have a lunch appointment. I'm going to let you go, and I'm going to have to call you. I got up this morning at 4 in the morning for some reason and just never quite went back to sleep.
Ouch.
So I might, and I gave up coffee at Thanksgiving.
Ouch.
So I'm trying to hang in there, and... So I'm going to call you after your lunch, and then we'll confirm, because we had a date set up for me to go see this house.
Okay.
So
good.
We'll just give you a little ring and zero in on that.
Okay, as long as your knees are in good shape, but it's really fun to see. It is really a fun place, and I can't wait to have an open house for the whole community.
Well, as I mentioned earlier, I'm trying to lose some weight, so I wouldn't mind walking up and down there before we go to happy hour and consume some calories.
Whatever.
Thanks, Neil.
Okay, thank you.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye. Neil Ablett, Ablett's Dry Cleaners. I'm not certain what kind of view you can get just by being a nosy neighbor and walking down Haley there, but I'm sure as it's rising to the top, you can get a good view. Okay, I will answer the weekly historical trivia question. Let's see, we did a home maintenance tip of the week. Let me answer the historical trivia question. The original use of the Samarkand retirement community site was a boys' school. And then it morphed into several other items. Hotel. I was expecting someone would have called in and answered a hotel. But the boys' school was the original one. And when I first did this trivia question 4 years ago, someone called in with some information about a house. I think it's on the corner of Anacapa and Pedregosa, maybe, that was tied in because I think the person who was running the boys' school built that house or lived there. I'd like to get Mary Louise Days back on the program, or Michael Redman, and do a little Santa Barbara history. I went to a luncheon about the history of Santa Barbara adobes and took some good notes, had some follow-up questions. So I always love looking at history. Okay, so I think that takes care of segment three. We did cover, let's see, I'll just mention this. This was in the Santa Barbara News Press a while ago, referring to the awful Painted Cape fire. And supposedly they found the guy who did it, but they didn't have enough evidence, and they got him in civil court, and who knows if he did it. What do I know? But apparently now they want to, they had a judgment against him. And they'll have maybe more luck getting money out of him than O.J. Simpson. But they're going to supposedly try to sell his land. And they have his picture in the paper. And the ironic twist about, well, they gave a value for the property, which I find hard to believe, because it's ostensibly landlocked. And the reason why I actually met this guy, but I didn't know it at the time who he was and what the controversy was. But there was land for sale up San Marcos Road. And in order to get there, you really needed a motorcycle or a four-wheel drive. And it was just up and down. It was like you're hiking in the middle of nowhere. And there you could have bought, 10 acres maybe? But it was 10 acres, but it was really narrow. You think you're buying 10 acres, you can almost spit across. That's how narrow it was. It was awful. And it was out in the middle of nowhere. Had no utilities, and there are people dotting the hillside there that are living up there, I don't know, legally or not. And I hiked in with a friend of mine just for the fun of it, to just go see this property, and it took a long time. And up comes this guy driving a motorcycle, and he gets off, and he's talking to us, like, what are you doing here? And he was friendly enough, but you could tell he was, you know, scouting us out. And we left, and I happened to have a stack of old newspapers, and I was just going through them later that day, and there was this guy. There was the guy who lives up there and who was accused of starting the Painted Cape fire. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. You can call me after the program at 452-2428, 452-CHAT. We'll come back for the fourth segment and the weekly multiple listing sales update. It's coming up on 9 minutes to the hour.